Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners not only locally, nationally, but internationally. Imagine reaching listeners in any country in the world. Discover what the world has to say. We're shrinking, and we're all in this together. Call-in number, 347-637-3789, and today's show is Getting Into Shape, Architects of Our Form. But did you know that laughter is a form of exercise? It is the elixir of youth. How? I think it was Norman Cousins who laughed himself into great health. Now, I know that you all want me to talk about getting into shape maybe easier than you think. But I came across two chuckles, today's chuckles, and I have to share them with you. And this is from a rabbi who was set to sail to minister on crossing the Atlantic. And he wanted to share this with one of his friends. Right before the Jewish holidays, a man calls his adult son and tells him, "Brace yourself for a shock. After 50 years of marriage, your mother and I are getting a divorce." "Dad, don't do anything foolish," the son gasps. "I'm going to call my sister." 10 minutes later, he calls his father back. "Dad, stay calm. We're both flying out there tomorrow morning," he says. "Oh, okay. I don't see how it's going to make any difference. We've made up our mind." But he turns to his wife and says, "Darling, good news. Not only are the kids coming home for the holidays, but they're paying their own way." I thought this was hysterical and brilliant. Just brilliant. What do you think? All right. This is a courtroom joke. A career criminal knew he'd never beat a murder rap and felt panic as he surveyed the jury filling into the courthouse every day. He managed to talk to one of the more sympathetic-looking jurors and bribed her with his life savings to press for a manslaughter verdict. Sure enough, at the close of the trial, the jury found him guilty of manslaughter. Gratitude welling up in his eyes, the criminal had a moment to thank the juror before being led off to prison. "Oh, thank you, he said. "How did you do it?" "Well," she says, "you know, it wasn't easy. They all wanted to acquit you." I don't know. I just thought it was hysterical. But here's another one. I found this in going through some of my files. This is from Dan Cotter of Chicago. Years ago. Two priests decide, since they are going to Hawaii on vacation, they should make it a real vacation from their duties. They leave behind anything that would identify them as clergy. Instead of collars, they hit the beach in Hawaiian shirts, baggy shorts, and sandals. And they're sitting on a bench chair enjoying the sunshine when a gorgeous blonde in a tiny bikini walks by. As she passes, she smiles at the two priests and says, "Good morning, Father," to each of them. Now the priests are stunned. How did she know? Is it that obvious? They hurry back to a beach store where they purchase sunglasses and big straw hats. The next day they return to the beach once again. The blonde in the bikini walks by. Once again she greets each with, "Good morning, Father," and begins to stroll away. "Hey, just a minute, young lady," one priest says. It's true, we're priests, and we're proud of it. But I have to know, how do you know we're priests dressed as we are? The blonde smiles, then replies, Father, it's me, Sister Kathleen. When I found these three, I just thought this would be great to share it with you because you're not laughing enough. And they're talking about exercise, exercise, exercise. And yet, the elixir of youth is laughter. And I'll be doing a show on your power of presence and to give you the benefits of laughter. And do you know when you laugh, you smile? And it's been my experience, I'm telling all of you. I see these grumpy people all the time, and I say something that makes them smile. They look 20 years younger. And your body just absolutely loves you when you're happy. Are you happy now? Do you feel good now? Are you in joy now? Hey, it's all about choices. Life Extension out of Florida is conducting a festival, a convention in California in August. And I call it the NATO Summit. Notable advocates together optimize, generating awareness and giving rise to the revolution against aging and death. You could log on RAADFest and get all the information. Yeah, we're living longer, but not necessarily better. And when I looked at the overview, I just wanted to scream at the mountaintop, don't you all get it? It's all your choices. Every minute, every second, we're making a choice, making a choice. And we are victims of hostile negative thinking. And we think it's normal because you don't know any other way. Well, what do you think my show is all about? Why do you think that I'm on the air four times a week? I want you to enjoy your life like it's golden. Raymond Charles Barker said, a theologian, the danger of middle age aging is the fact that most people accept where they are and they stop visioning where they want to go. You're listening to the media. You know, I'd love to meet these experts who seem to think that they have the corner on aging and death and so on and so forth. We all have a certain amount of time on this planet. Why don't you just take one teeny tiny little step, little baby steps, and enjoy every minute? I just got through with a conversation with one of my colleagues, and I could tell that she was all congested and stuffed up. And I said, well, let me give you the psychological reason. And we went through it. I said, you're concerned. You're in a state of shock and fear. And it has congested your right to positive thinking. And I took her through the paces. Oh, she said, I feel so much better already. What are you doing out there? What are you doing out there? How are you making this life that you could possibly have? And remember, there is no blame. You are going to take responsibility for your life. You're going to take responsibility for getting into shape. You're going to take responsibility for being the architect of your life. Dream Stealers, Celestine Prophecy, Third Insight. Hey, they didn't make it, so they're going to make sure that you don't. Who do you hang out with? Who do you hang out with? You see, I do a house cleaning every month. And I look at the people that I've been in touch with. If I haven't been in service with them, and they haven't served me, then we've got to get rid of that vacuum. Just vacuum, wish them, release them to their highest good. What you wish for yourself, you wish for all mankind and the entire universe. you're listening to Live with Kathy. Do you want to weigh in on the conversation today? 347-637-3789. You could email Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net, C-A-T-H-I. And then, darlings, you could write to me. Post Office Box 95913. And bare your heart. It's just between you and me. That's what friendship. Now you become a friend of mine. And you know what friendship is? It's a commitment. A trust that consists of not letting a person down when they need you. It is rare and should be treasured. So when you write to me, when you emailed me, we become friends. And it's between the two of us. No one else needs to know. Because I don't want you to go to the very end with your dreams still dancing in your heart. You're listening to Live with Kathy, Blog Talk Radio. Yeah, living longer but not necessarily better. The quality of life eludes so many. It's because of the choices that you've been making. And I want to reach out. I want to reach out to the coordinators of the revolution against aging and death. And it starts early on. And remember that if you're not happy with your life, you could make a change. But let it be peppy, positive, powerful energy, not toxic, negative thinking. Because I want to tell you something. This is what's going to happen to you. By the way, sidebar. Having cognitive decline, go and have your hearing checked. And I'm going to have Justin on as soon as the Silver Fox gets his hearing aids. It's a miracle. It is just a miracle. And I want to share it with you. I don't care what your age is, but if you're having a little trouble, you see, if the brain doesn't get the message, it starts to atrophy. If your cells, if your muscles don't let out, can't let out a steady trickle of chemicals, they tell every cell to decay every day, day after day after day after. You're listening to Live with Kathy. It's, you know, it's not rocket science stuff. And we're going to talk about the five reasons why people fail at fitness, but right now, log on to simplyageless.net, KathyWatsonSpeaks.com, and click on all of the buttons, the video, Timeless Rhythms of Soul. Hey, Willie Shakes has a birthday on April 26th. We are going to celebrate. Roger Plummer, my co-host, and I will be talking about it. Our bags are packed. We'd love to entertain you. Rates are individually assessed. So let's hear from you. Scroll down to books. Nonfiction, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken, my book, self-published. And every member of the revolution against aging and death needs to get, you all need to get this book. It's an e-book and soft copy. You want to reinvent the wheel? Go ahead. Hey. Move over, Ponce de Leon. I have discovered the secrets to the Fountain of Youth, and they're all natural. No costly equipment, no costly operations. Once you've learned them, they're yours for life. How sweet is that? And you get it through contacting me. Scroll down, choices. Awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs. Introduced by Kathy Watson. We've bared our soul, but we're standing on the mountaintop holding our dream in our hand. How exciting is that? Scroll down to the heart of the lion. Oh, Tommy, I do miss you. You know that he passed away in September, and he was early 50. And when I look at the book and I read it, what memories traverse the Serengeti and the Maasai Mara? That is, Choices is available at Author House. The Heart of the Lion, Ex Libris, and Amazon.com. And then 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Life, Volume 2, David Ricklin, Self-Growth, and Amazon. Now, in The Heart of the Lion, Mance, there's a little bit of fiction and nonfiction, but the other three books are nonfiction. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Radio. Brought to you in part by the Sisterhood, the Brotherhood of Ironworkers Impact. Feel the energy. Titanic shaping and bridging the future. Giant titans of incredible strength and vision coming together to create a stronger and better informed world. Impact, the Ironworkers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for ironworkers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Dom Perignon of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. Log on impact-net.org. Do you want a career or a job? Iron workers are the Dom Perignon of the trades. International. Did you know that they offer a full spectrum in career development, earn while you learn? Log on ironworkers.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Hoffman Estates Park District. 2009, they stood on the mountain, reaching higher on the path with the Gold Medal Award for Excellence nationally. Log on heparks.org. Today is the 13th. You have 5 days. The tax man cometh. Greg McIntyre is our CPA. hahtax@ameritech.net. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by... Did you realize that everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks and our health? Looks do matter. Stress, toxicity, trauma, anger releases toxins into our body. I have the skincare products. They're exclusive to me. And looking good and feeling good is an inside out. You know how to get in touch with me. The book is an e-book and a soft copy. Edith Nam, author extraordinaire. Change to a positive mindset and extend your lifeline. A journey of miles of smiles. Positive energy, power, hope, health, and happiness. You can get the book at Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes and Noble. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. By the way, I'm available for speeches, keynote speeches. I'm available for one-on-one, the Exciting Woman Program. And age has nothing to do with it. Mark Twain said, age is a matter of the mind. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter. And George Burns said, if I knew I was going to live this long, I would have taken better care of myself. And it doesn't have to be that way for all of you. Getting into shape may be easier than you. You've got to exercise the body because you've got to get that blood flowing to the brain. Did you hear me? You got to get it flowing to the brain. Almost everyone can agree that the regular exercise is important and essential to our well-being and health. So why do so many people struggle to stick to their fitness goals? First of the year, how many resolutions did you make? You see, when we're in our 20s or young, the 20-year-olds, I get the biggest kick out of them. They're bulletproof. I don't have to do anything. I'm just, of course you are. But every 7 years, our bodies go through a physiological and biological change. So in the 20s, it's a choice. I might, and then again, I might not. But as we age, it's a must. I personally don't know any other way to start my day. Exercise has been a part of my life since I was 11. Actually, at the age of 7, I knew I didn't want to grow old. You know what? I thought everyone exercised. How naive of me. So why do I have this fire in the belly, desire to keep on keeping on? Well, I want to tell you something. I want to remain functional for time and all eternity. I don't want anyone to take care of me. Having said that, here are more reasons to move your butt. It's your choice. I'm going to give you a powerful visual. I alluded to it early on in the show. This was Chicago Tribune, March 18th, 2007, 9 years ago. I extrapolated this from Live Longer, Better, Wiser. You Can Stop Normal Aging by Dr. H.S. Lodge. When you don't exercise, your muscles let out a steady trickle of chemicals that tell every cell to decay day after day after day. This new research reveals surprising facts about our changing bodies. Most aging is just the dry rot we program into our cells by sedentary living, junk food, and stress. Now, getting into shape, it doesn't matter if you're wheelchair-bound or in a nursing home. There are a plethora of exercises that are designed just for you. There is chair yoga. You name it. You don't need to huff, puff, labor, strain to gain benefits. In some cases, moderate exercise is more realistic. Get up off your guzica. It lowers the risk of injury due to high-intensity exercises that many over the age of 50 fear. Activity can be anything: gardening, walking, doing laundry, housework, washing the car. Hey, guys, that activity is for you. I don't want to ruin a manicure. Exercise, aerobic and anaerobic. When exercising, two things matter: how long and what your pulse rate is during exercise. Sidebar, heart monitors. In the early 1980s, Bill, my husband, also known as the Silver Fox, and I were introduced to heart monitors. Dr. Jerry Morantz, our chiropractor, insisted we be educated to our personal high and low range heart rates while exercising. I urge all of you to talk to a sports doctor about getting your personal heart monitor. To date, we do not exercise without ours. The best advice we ever got: remember, when starting a new exercise program, check with your doctor first. Now, we've talked about activity, but back to exercise. Aerobic is nonstop, lasts a minimum of 12 minutes, exercise at 40 to 85% of aerobic capacity. This is where the heart monitor reigns supreme. Exercise 3 to 5 times a week. Now, your ballroom, your aerobic exercise could be ballroom dancing, belly dancing, race walking, running, jogging, cycling, rowing, skating. Non-aerobic: downhill skiing, tennis, handball, racquetball, weightlifting, calisthenics, golf. And to those of you, this is a message to 50 and over, you don't have a choice. You must exercise your body for optimal blood circulation. The brain and the body don't age. We do by our choices, and the brain needs oxygen. Duh! The only way it's going to be fed the elixir of youth is through exercise. So I want you to visually picture this. If you don't exercise, your blood becomes like a solid, thick mass of sludge, clogging your arteries. Benefits of exercise: it may help to wring out most of your genes. May help to reduce stress and depression. Exercise helps to stretch the good years. But best of all, are you ready? Exercise enhances romantic, intimate moments. the juice of life. Hey, we're not over the hill yet. Now back to fitness. Fitness is a measure of how much blood your body can pump, how much oxygen it can process. Fitness comes from many hours of intense aerobic workouts. Matter of the heart. The heart is a muscle. It weighs 11 ounces. Work it regularly and become stronger. Did you know the heart pumps over 2,000 gallons of blood through its chambers each day? When you exercise, arteries become larger, more elastic, and less likely to clog up. Hey, be good to your heart. Are you digging your grave with your knife and fork? Believe it or not, you are what you eat. The fountain of youth can be found on your plate. My diet is outlined in secret number 2. The culprits, quick lunches, fast foods. Do you smoke? Do you drink alcohol in excess? Too much fat in your diet? Strive to reduce the stress in your life. Your heart will love you. Moderation is the key. What's the point? I could go on and on. I'm convinced there are those who regularly exercise, there are those who are thinking about starting, and those who simply won't. So be it. My exercise routine is outlined in secret number 2. Most people go through an exercise phase. I never outgrew mine. Look, it's your life. I want you to think of your body as a garden. A farmer nourishes his crops during growth and then replenishes the soil with nutrients after the harvest. Are you feeding your body, your garden, with proper exercise, diet, nutrients? Are you empowering your brain with loving thoughts? I wonder, how does your garden grow? What's the best exercise in the world? I'm asking you that. The answer is found at the end of the book. Ha, 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 ha. Now you have to read the entire book to find out. Smile, smile, smile. Okay. 5 reasons why people fail at exercise. Does this sound like you? I don't have enough time to exercise. Setting aside time to exercise can be a challenge, so it's important to use a little creativity. Squeeze in short walks. Get up early. Drive less. Walk more. Revamp your vitals. Challenge too. I think exercise is boring. Well, it's natural to grow weary of repetitive workout day after day. But it doesn't have to be boring. Choose fun activities. Vary the routine. Join forces. Explore new options. I'm self-conscious about how I look. Remind yourself what a great favor you're doing for your cardiovascular health. Focus on how much stronger you will feel after a workout. Well, if you're uncomfortable, avoid the crowd. Make an investment. Focus on the future. I'm just too tired to exercise. No energy to exercise. Without exercise, you have no energy. It's a vicious cycle. But breaking the cycle with physical activities is one of the best gifts you can give to yourself. Try a morning workout. Make lunchtime count. Be prepared. 5, I can't afford health club fees. You don't need a membership. Consider easy and free alternatives. Do strengthening exercises at home. I have a chair gym, and they're available. Start a walking group. Oh, heaven forbid, take the stairs. Skip the elevator when you can and climb stairs. Try your community center. They have it. And for more, visit healthcheckup.mayoclinic.org to learn more. Do you want to live your life like it's golden? Do you want to stop normal aging? Do you want the energy? Get up off your butt. Until tomorrow, au revoir.